This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've tried to highlight local businesses. You know, Puzzle Theory, Escape Room came in. And there's a whole bunch of stuff to Middletown that people may not know about. Kid City Children's Museum is here. And Jennifer Alexander, who's the founder of the museum, is joining us here on Bryan & Company. First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, good.
So where is it relative to where we're sitting right now?
Kid City is a couple blocks away. Main Street's only about 3/4 of a mile long, so everything is walking distance. It gets 7 blocks with about 200 different businesses, and so there's everything here within reach.
So you started this place?
I started the Children's Museum in the late 90s,
yeah. Yeah. Why?
Oh.
You're like, man, Middletown needs a children's museum?
That is so
My kids need something to do?
I mean, honestly, I was home with a 2-year-old and a newborn, and I just wanted to make Middletown a place that was, like, hard to leave. Honestly, I just wanted to make a place where there would be a lot of people coming to play and that I could hang out with.
Well, why do you love it? Why here? Did you?
Oh, I just fell in love with Main Street. I came to Wesleyan in the 80s.
So you went here?
I grew up in Jersey.
Oh, nice.
And then I came.
My brother was class of 89.
Oh my God, I'm class of 88. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I remember going to Clark Dorm. That place was disaster.
Oh yeah. So, you know, all the protests, all the music,
everything.
All of the activity, you know, but I just fell in love with Main Street. So when I graduated, all my friends moved to Brooklyn, right, or Seattle.
Right, right.
And I couldn't leave. It was so interesting here. I just loved how people kind of, I used to say, like, I want to live in a place where the grown-ups come back out at night. And that's Middletown, you know? Like, they don't just go in their garage and stay home. Like, it's a very involved kind of village kind of place.
Well, I think it was neat. And a lot of, you know, the activism at Wesleyan, I think, can get misconstrued. Like, you're actively making your community better. And that was your commitment. Like, you're not just screaming to the mountaintops. You're doing things. And I think that's what's, you know, most amazing about this story. And do you feel like you've succeeded in making a place that you don't want to leave?
Oh, yeah. I'm still here. Yeah. I live right off Main Street. You know, I haven't gone more than, you know, a mile from Wesleyan.
Well, tell me about the museum.
Oh, the museum is amazing. It's all local. We create, we have a whole in-house art team, and we create spaces that you play pretend in, kind of like a movie set. And what's unusual about it is that our focus is not education, it's imagination play. And it's about the connection between mostly toddlers and preschoolers are the focus for the museum. So it's about the connection between tiny little kids and their grown-ups and how well they know each other. And so they get in these environments, and they might be playing grocery store, or they might be playing fishing or dress-up theater, but it's about the dialogue that they have with each other, and it's just magic. I'm around all day around people who come to have a good day.
And so you run it as a nonprofit.
It's a nonprofit.
Yeah. And do preschool groups come in, or is it all families?
Actually,
how does it work?
Yeah, we don't do any groups or parties.
Oh,
the
wow.
Focus is just on people who know each other really well playing, you know, imagination play together.
That's really cool. And you're also part of the Downtown Business District
Association. Yes, I am. So we have a long history of cooperation, all of these businesses working together, meeting together, making events together. So I actually came to talk about one of the things that we're doing, which is we're having our first ever book literary festival in Middletown in June.
What a great idea.
And this is something we've been thinking for years. Like, we have this amazing bookstore, the Wesleyan R.J. Julia Bookstore.
Yeah.
With the university, we have an incredible public library, Russell Library. And so many business owners that are you know, independence. This is not a place with a lot of chains. Like, yeah. These are all individual shopkeepers that, like, are creatively running their businesses. And we just thought, what a great place to have a book festival. So June 21st, it's going to be all day with, like, famous authors, local authors, and also really hands-on stuff like... There's a romance book Instagrammer named The Reading Redhead, and she lives in town, okay? And she's going to run, like, a romance book swap. So to bring all of those people that just, like, are reading one a week, you know, come
but
bring
I love
your
book
old books swap.
Book swaps are the best thing in the world,
absolutely.
In my opinion. Where's it going to be? Is it going to be at RJ Julia?
Right here
or?
In downtown, right in the center of town, right around the bookstore. And I don't have any – I can't share any names yet, but they're going to have some really significant
so
people
June
coming.
So June 21st here in Middletown.
All day on a Saturday. And we're always doing stuff like that, just like – you know, whether it's the parades or the fireworks or so many arts things, I think what one of the things that's so special is that you can come here and there's the restaurant row. There's all the great restaurants.
Yeah.
But there's also stuff to do. There's the movie theater. There's the children's museum. We have a board game cafe and, you know, just all different kinds of things. Arts, you know, the Buttonwood Tree is always having poetry or jazz or some kind
there's
of
there's a little something for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, when you know, they always talk, I mean, they've talked about diversity at Wesleyan since, you know, way, way back. But part of it is it's actually everything. It's not like it's not just, you know, more of this and more. It's everything. And I think Main Street here in Middletown really does have that. But I want to ask you, since the late 80s, how has it changed? You know, like when I came to visit in the 80s, safety was maybe felt like a little more of an issue than it is today. I don't know.
Well, I think this is a real place with all kinds of people, and it's not a mall, you know? People really live here. People really have their lives here, and there's so many, like, apartments and people who live within walking distance, so you get people from all walks of life, and we don't see that as a negative. We see that as a positive. You know, you get to know people, and also we have a really innovative and compassionate crew in the city. We have an amazing police chief that's, like, looking at the situation and saying, you know, what are the root causes for people? Like, let's have social workers. Let's have, you know, people riding along that can help people get services if they need it. But I think more than that, it's about just being in a vibrant, urban, interesting place where there's all kinds of people.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We see it as a positive.
Oh, I wasn't even saying it was an I just was wondering how it's changed in the, you know, the 35 years that you've been here.
Well, you know...
Close Main to 40, Street. Actually, when you think about when you first got here as a
So,
a
right,
freshman.
Main Street's been here for hundreds of years, and it's constantly reinventing itself. So I think the, you know, we were like a lot of retail, and now we're like a lot of restaurants, and so that's really different. But I think it's always going to be changing, and that's kind of what's fun about it.
And I just, the space is good. The street's wide, so there's a lot of opportunity. I mean, we just talked about this one little 40-yard stretch. There's like five different, you know, cuisines. You mean you have Indian, you have Vietnamese, you have American wings and burgers, sandwiching.
So there's like 60 places to get food on Main Street.
It's insane.
So there are a lot of different cuisines, and there's always something new. There's like a new steak place, there's a new wine bar, but there's also the ones that are have been here for a long time, like Osa and Eli's and Celtic Cabin. They're always changing also.
It was
so
bummed that
really...
O'Rourke's closed. That was a bummer.
Please,
so
if anybody is listening and wants to buy a diner, hit me up at the museum. We'll go in together.
Such a good spot.
We have a little mini O'Rourke's inside the museum where you can
cute.
Play diner.
It'll come back. Somebody will do it. Jennifer Alexander, who's the chair of the Downtown Business District, also the founder of Kid City Children's Museum, which looks amazing. And someone who commits themselves to the community, I applaud you. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks. And I know you're optimistic about your niece but coming down. But
she might not show up.
She might be sleeping in.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer.
You're